Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. We've been talking about, for the past couple of hours here, things that are going on tonight, the different activities around our area. You might want to put this on your calendar for this weekend. The City of Pensacola Parks and Rec Department hosting Jingle Bells on the Bay Indoor Holiday Market. This is getting underway tomorrow morning, by the way, 10 a.m. over at Sanders Beach, Corrine Jones Resource Center. The event and parking, absolutely free to attend. If you're worried about the parking situation, that's the beauty of that event. They have plenty of parking for you. So make sure you do take that in. Should be a good time. And did you get up early this morning for Black Friday shopping? You may never have to do that again.
Is that so?
Eben Brown explains.
While online shopping isn't so new, more and more retailers are turning towards social media commerce. Instead of finding deals and discounts on a retailer's website or an e-commerce platform, you might be able to make your purchases right off your timeline. Bank of America's Holly O'Neill says even mom-and-pop retailers can do it.
The online retailers that are marketing and selling through social media have gotten very savvy. They've made it very easy for consumers to buy.
Though she warns, socially shopping makes those instant buys a little more easier. So watch your digital wallet. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. Also here locally, officials searching for a missing Baldwin County man. Deputies say DeWitt Henry Wanamaker hasn't been seen since Thursday in Perdido Beach, and he was wearing jeans and a rust-colored shirt at the time, and he does have dementia. We've posted a photo on our website, so if you see DeWitt Wanamaker, please contact the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, talking about shopping, holiday shopping and the season, you know, it's a time for joy, family, celebration, but it could also wreak havoc on your finances. Here's a few practical and simple tips to help you enjoy the holidays without blowing up your budget. First step, and this is the most critical, establish that darn clear spending limit budget. Know what you can spend and what you can't spend. Are you in need for a cold card cash? This is interesting. I wasn't really sure about this. Raise.com and cardcash.com, two great websites you can use to sell your gift cards for money. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either. Shop smart and determine the best deal with the help of shopping apps. And if you shop Amazon, they will even send you alerts when prices drop. And don't forget, one of the simplest yet most effective ways to avoid overspending, pay cash.
Yes.
That will definitely wake you up.
All righty. And, you know, mentioned this back a couple hours ago, but we want to give you yet another reminder. With Christmas approaching, this might be a good time to check and see if the state of Florida is holding some of your money. Last month alone, more than $39 million in unclaimed property was returned to Floridians, and state officials estimate that 1 in 5 have unclaimed funds from a forgotten financial account, totaling nearly $2.7 billion in unclaimed funds. If you would like to find out if the state is holding any of your money, you can just go online to www.fltreasurehunt.gov. Again, that is www.fltreasurehunt.gov, and just type in your name.
Okay, 6:14, News Radio 92.3. Porch piracy, annoying. Yeah, it sure is. And it's also illegal. Residents report packages now getting swiped off of porches. Wednesday is National Package Protection Day. Aside from adding camera security to your front door, there are a few other steps you can take to protect your packages. Here's one. Talk to your neighbors. Let them know what's going on. Hey, I'm expecting a FedEx package delivery today. Could you kind of watch out if you're around for that? Yeah, your neighbors could help you. Watch for updates from your delivery services. Request a signature on deliveries. Boy, the drivers don't like that at all, because they're in such a rush. You know, they've got a schedule to hit. If they have to wait for you to come to the door, it's not a... Not good for the drivers, but good for you. Schedule deliveries when you're at home and have deliveries put behind bushes or somewhere they cannot be seen.
Yes, absolutely. 6:15 on the nose here. Perfectly timed, my friend. We will get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off of your first month. Again, that is puretalk.com. Looking at the roads here, it's been a very easygoing evening. Thank you for staying safe out there if you're on the roads. Looks like there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, of course, we knew it was going to be chilly tonight. 48 degrees right now, low of 38 throughout this evening. Saturday and Sunday are going to have highs sitting at around 60, maybe a little bit warmer on Sunday, around 63, and Saturday and Sunday's lows are going to be sitting at just about 40 degrees.
What was the winds? Did you get a chance to kind of peruse how strong the winds were going to be? Because we're going to have to start factoring in that wind of
the wind chill?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now in our area, winds are picking up at around 10 miles per hour. The weekend, I can only imagine, would be similar.
All right. Some nice folks here. Safer Santa Rosa Public Safety and Feeding the Gulf Coast. They're conducting a community drive-through food distribution. This happens Monday, 12 noon at the Pace Community Center on Shamukla Highway. Volunteers will distribute 20,000 pounds of food. The event is open to Santa Rosa County residents and is on a first-come, first-served basis, Monday, 12 noon. Take advantage of that.
All righty. And a Pensacola man in jail after allegedly stabbing his ex-wife's new husband on Thanksgiving. 72-year-old Gregory Grant was arrested yesterday after an incident at a home on McGregor Drive. Sheriff's office says Grant had been homeless, but he was now living at the home with his ex and the new husband. The two men had some type of argument, and deputies say Grant stabbed the other man in the abdomen. Alan Bingham was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and he says the incident taught him that you have to be careful who you try to help out. Grant remains in jail without bond on an attempted homicide charge.
Another sad case there. It's a mental situation.
We've had a few dysfunctional stories on Thanksgiving of all days.
It's just sad to hear the stories because, you know, probably 90% of the time, you know, it's not the person's fault. It's just their mind's not there. So hopefully that person can get help. I'm not sure a jail cell is the best place for them.
Right.
I think it's probably in getting some medical assistance. In that situation, I feel sorry for the guy, and I feel sorry for the guy that got stabbed too. I'm feeling sorry
certainly
for the whole thing, you know. But I mean, it's just a bad situation, and I hope things will improve over there. There is a documentary taking a look at one of the most iconic moments in rock history. Fox is all over this.
The year was 1964 when a British band crossed the Atlantic to perform on the Ed Sullivan Show. 73 million Americans tuned in, and when it was over, the Beatles became global superstars. Now a new documentary produced by Martin Scorsese takes a look at the Fab Four's 14-day trip to the U.S.
It's great being here in New York. Okay.
Washington.
Oh, is that the place? I don't know. Washington. I'm just moving so fast.
Using behind-the-scenes footage and interviews to tell the story of the Beatles' rise to fame. Beatles 64 is streaming now on Disney+. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And I will tell you this. In 65, Hard Day's Night came out, the movie The Beatles, and it played at the Penn Air Theater on Cervantes Street.
Really?
It's no longer there. But if you know where the Coffee Cup restaurant is on Cervantes, that block just before, if you're going east of the Coffee Cup, that's where the Penn Air was.
Really?
Yeah, and that's a very iconic theater. The Beatles, both of their Help and Hard Day's Night, did debut at that theater.
And on an unrelated note, that Martin Scorsese fella, I'm finding it increasingly unlikely that I'm ever going to see something being promoted in the cinematic world that he doesn't have his name tied to. That guy, he's everywhere.
Martin Scorsese is an incredible director.
Clearly. Just about 6:20 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, the dream just won't die for those who want to bring Major League Baseball to Orlando, but based on what we've heard, it probably should. Got details on that and more coming up.
Keep holding your breath.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green?
Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and that was the Archies, but really, one man did it. Mm. One man did all of those tracks.
Really?
Yeah, Bill Danna, and he was the Archies. Believe me, what a great song that is.
I may find another Archie song for the next
one. You are just pulling some stuff out of there that I have not, and pleasantly surprised. Kind of like the nice being in the holiday mode here,
right?
And you're just cranking this stuff out for us. Thank you so much. Do hope you're having a great day after Thanksgiving Day, heading into the weekend. Be safe. I know Austin has been reminding you of that fact throughout the afternoon, but please be real careful with the driving situation. If you get yourself in a situation, AAA's, of course, doing that a free tow-to-go program once again this year. It will go on and is activated through 6 a.m. on Monday. It's offering impaired drivers and their vehicles a safe way to get to the house. If you've drank too much or you put yourself in a position of saying, hey, I shouldn't be driving, call AAA, tow-to-go, 855-286-9246.
All right. Just
be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. As Chris said, y'all have been very safe on the road so far. Do greatly appreciate that, not only because y'all are safe, but also it makes my job a lot easier. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, just got some minor backups in downtown Pensacola, but that's to be expected. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, hopefully you got a sweater on. It's 48 degrees, low of 38 tonight. This weekend has Saturday and Sunday sitting with highs of around 60, lows of around 40. And Chris, you made a good point about 10 minutes ago. there could be some wind chills. I know we've had some wind today.
Absolutely.
So be on the lookout for that.
Okay. Also, speaking of that wind, watch your inflatables out in the yard. Make sure they're secured down. I saw a couple of them this morning. Mine. That had blown down. So there's something for you. You've got a pug, don't you?
I used to. She died. I got a Boston Terrier now.
Okay. History is made at the 23rd Annual National Dog Show. Lisa Brady is all over it.
The winning dog is no stranger to victory, but his breed had never won this show until now.
Best in show
here
tonight
comes.
Goes to the pug.
No, the pug!
A pug named Vito, the top dog in NBC Sports, beating nearly 2,000 other dogs from 205 breeds, the most they've had for the annual event, hosted by the Kennel Club of Philadelphia. It's Vito's 25th Best in Show overall, winning Best of Breed at the Westminster Dog Show earlier this year. His latest victory will likely attract an even bigger following for 18-pound Vito. An estimated 20 million people tune into the dog show, which airs right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and before Thursday Night Football. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Would you say that was dated? Fox sent me the story today. That's 2 days old.
Yeah. Well, I saw the headline today as well. It's like it just got to people.
And what I want to say is that feature is dedicated to your pug.
I appreciate that.
That's so cool.
She died with a cause.
I think you showed me pictures of the pug.
Oh yes, she was.
I like
splendid.
That breed. I love the eyes.
Yeah, this is kind of a glass ceiling being broken here. It sounds like. I will say, just looked up Vito, wanted to see what he looks like, and he is quite dashing. I do have to admit that. So I understand why he won Best in Show. And I don't know why dogs, and it could have something to do with the appearance, with the snout or whatever, I don't know why dogs like that are kind of slept on. I'm glad that Vito's making a path here.
Yeah, Vito.
Yeah, Vito.
Hey, listen, making
a change.
Things were really smelly up at the ISS. I'm trying to be very delicate with this story.
All right, okay.
Got to be careful. It's dinner time. I just want to be careful with this. A cargo docking at the International Space Station didn't go as planned during last weekend. A strange smell came from the Russian cargo bin. What happened was everything stopped. Whoa. So they halted the operations aboard the ISS. And Esther Bauer with Fox 35. You know, we pulled from Hannah. We had Hannah McKenzie on yesterday.
We did.
From WOFL, Channel 35 down in Orlando. Well, here's Esther with report on what was in that smell.
All of the astronauts are safe on the International Space Station, but local space experts still want to see the United States and Russia continue to investigate what caused these strange smells in space. An unusual smell stopped the astronauts from unloading the delivery and forced them to close the hatch while officials made sure the crew wasn't in danger. NASA posted on social media on Monday. Space station air scrubbers and contaminant sensors monitored the station's atmosphere following the observation. And on Sunday, flight controllers determined air quality inside the space station was at normal levels.
Hmm. All right.
So were they just fabricating that story or just dream something else?
I don't know. I guess it may have been a whoever smelt it dealt it situation. Hinted at this before the break. The dream won't die for those who want to bring Major League Baseball to Orlando. The Orlando Dreamers, appropriately named, commented last week on the Tampa Bay Rays stadium situation. The Pinellas County Commission has given the Rays until Sunday to clearly state their intention to move forward or not with plans for a new stadium in St. Petersburg. Dreamers co-founder Jim Schnorf says that he won't interfere, but he'll be happy to confidentially discuss the advantages that the Orlando market offers with any team that approaches him. He adds that he's confident Orange County officials can provide an attractive public-private partnership stadium financing structure that benefits all stakeholders.
Yeah, listen, there's a rivalry. They call it the I-4 corridor rivalry down there.
The war on I-4.
It's Orlando-Tampa Bay. So Orlando shouldn't get too excited about that.
That explains why the war on I-4 is Central Florida and South Florida.
We were talking about the smell at the ISS. This is kind of a perfect transition story. You ready? Keep the operative word here is smell, okay? Just keep remembering that.
All righty.
Junior League of Pensacola is hosting a diaper drive-up distribution event starting next week on December 8th.
I see where this is going.
Yeah, sure. Dirty diapers we're talking about. December 8th from 1 to 3 over at 2016 West Garden Street. One in two families with young children who struggle with diapers needs They need to keep that baby clean, dry, and healthy. The event provides parents and caregivers with 50 diapers and a package of wipes per child. Do you see how the smell kind of transitioned into that story?
I do.
From the IAA. They ever identified what they said the smell smelled like. You notice that?
Yeah.
They go, yeah, I can smell like raw eggs. Or they never said something like that. Anyway, Junior League doing something real great.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The recent ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah has already seen tensions.
Both sides are throwing violation accusations at each other at the moment. Now, Israeli officials say they were made aware of militant group activity at a rocket storage facility in southern Lebanon. Israeli forces reacted to the alleged violation with an airstrike into Lebanon Thursday, the first one since the truce began.
Fox's Stephanie Bennett there. Millions of Americans seeking out deals online and hitting the nation's stores this Black Friday.
For those who thought bricks and mortar are dead, 65%, according to the National Retail Federation, say they are going to shop today at bricks and mortar, not online. How much are they going to spend? Well, upwards of $1 trillion almost.
Fox's Jeff Flock at Cherry Hill Mall in New Jersey. America's listening to Fox News.
Chris Sakonis with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, the Dow set its third record high of the week with a gain of 188 points. S&P 500 also finished with a new record after picking up 33 points, while the NASDAQ picked up 157 points. American small business owners are increasingly optimistic. According to CNBC and SurveyMonkey, the Small Business Confidence Index jumped 11 points this quarter. It's now at 62 on a scale of 1 to 100. Republican small business owners are driving the surge. Their confidence jumped 28 points after Donald Trump's election win earlier this month. Advance Auto Parts shares fell almost 7% today after Moody's ratings downgraded the company's debt. Moody's expects the auto parts company to have negative free cash flow, high lease-adjusted leverage, and weak interest coverage over the next 12 to 18 months. U.S. oil futures for January fell again today to just over $68 a barrel. Futures have fallen over 3% in the last week. Analysts expect OPEC to extend output cuts on Thursday. That's Your Money Now.
The rookie from BYU. 2:13 on the clock. Fourth quarter. Second down and 5. Ball at the Raider 47. Mahomes turns, gives to Pacheco. Picks his way forward, and he's short of the first down. And now the Raiders will use their final timeout. Max Crosby on the tackle, 3-yard gain. And for the Raiders, James, it comes down to this third down play. They're out of timeouts.
So if you're trying to give your team a chance to win, we saw with the Chicago Bears, poor clock management.
Yes.
This is excellent clock management by Antonio Pierce. Now, your team has to be able to come through and stop them on third down here. But if you do that, I mean, that's a great job, because then the Chiefs would want to punt the ball away, and you'd have the entirety of almost 2 minutes to try and transverse yourself down the field.
That's amazing the difference a day makes. Poor clock management on Thanksgiving, better clock management on Black Friday, but it all comes down to this play. Kansas City with a third and a long two, a first down away from essentially being able to run this thing out.
I think the keys that I talked about when we started the game, to be able to run and stop the run.
They need to run here from the I formation. They need at least 2 yards. Kelce in motion to the right side. On third down and 2, play action. Mahomes wants to throw. Airing it deep. Worthy's out there. And he can't connect. Xavier Worthy was running free. Had a 2-step lead.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repair, repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Thanksgiving, I always think about the blessings that we've got from God, of having this country, of our ancestors who immigrated here when it wasn't even a country yet, and then those who throughout the years have protected it for us, and just the blessings that we have of faith, family, and prosperity. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at News Radio 92.3.
Happy Thanksgiving. News Radio 92.3.
Informative. Local. Dependable.
Online at newsradio923.com.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Pretty nice Friday night.
Indeed.
I was, as a matter of fact, I was just on the phone making plans. I'm going to zip on out of here at 7 o'clock when we get off. I'm heading to the beach because they're doing their tree. They probably already fired up the tree.
Right.
But they're doing their tree lighting ceremony over at the boardwalk. Want to get in on that action. A lot of fun over there on the island tonight. So thought I would just take that in. I'm well-dressed. I've got three layers. I planned accordingly before I came in here. But, yeah, nice Friday night.
Okay. And also, with it being just a little bit past 6:35, I'll get a very quick check of the roads and weather. Nothing going on the roads from what I can see. If you are dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they shouldn't hold you up for long. As for that cold weather Chris was alluding to, 48 degrees, low of 38 tonight, and this weekend's going to have Saturday and Sunday sitting at highs of right at or just above 60 degrees, and lows at around 40.
News Radio 92.3, if you remember, during the 4 to 6 o'clock hour, I was telling you that another female volleyball team has pulled out of the competition.
Yes.
It's Boise State. We were just watching some footage from Boise State, the blue football field guys. Boise State University's women's volleyball team has pulled out of a semifinal match against San Jose State University because of the transgender player. The coach on the Boise State team says she does not want her girls hurt. Bottom line, Fox has a story on this one.
Because of the forfeit by Boise State, San Jose State will play tomorrow for the Mountain West League title. And if they win, the Spartans then go to the NCAA tournament next month in Louisville. So one of the main reasons that San Jose got this far is their star, Blair Fleming, now according to court filings, a biological male. Fleming was a record-setting MVP for her high school women's team in Virginia. She then went to Coastal Carolina before transferring to San Jose State, where the 6'1" outside hitter was just named the all-conference team with an honorable mention. Now, half of San Jose State's conference wins have come by forfeit, as five teams all refused to play them.
Yeah, and there's another thing on that. The finals will be played in Louisville, Kentucky. And guess what? Kentucky has a law about transgender players.
Right, and that doesn't surprise me at all. And I don't think you can call it necessarily unreasonable because it's pretty bare bone as to why this upsets people or why people are uncomfortable with it, why they object to it. And we heard an audio clip earlier this afternoon that basically said, look, this problem isn't going to go away. And I think that's painfully obvious.
Listen, obviously, these transgender players want to play the sport, period.
Okay? Yeah, sure.
There's no question about that. So why don't they develop their own league?
Why don't they
have the transgender league?
I think the main reason, especially when it comes to college, is that's going to take the university funding it, and it's a matter of, okay, do we have enough trans athletes that want to participate?
Right.
And not only that, you have to consider that you could have another issue with, okay, if someone's taking hormones to make themselves more masculine and perhaps stronger, and someone's taking some that make them more feminine or perhaps weaker, you still have a mismatch there between transgender people. It's a very complex situation.
It's in the name of safety is what it is.
Yes, especially right now.
Absolutely right. Okay, we've watched some games over the past, say, 48 hours. A trio of Thanksgiving Day games kicked off week 13 of the NFL season, and Fox has a recap for you.
An NFC North matchup kicked things off as the Detroit Lions hosted the Chicago Bears, and it came down to the wire. But the Lions pick up the victory 23-20 for their first win on Thanksgiving since 2016. The Dallas Cowboys took on the New York Giants from AT&T Stadium.
Rush, looking, lofting, corner,
and is called for the touchdown! Brandon Cooks is back!
Courtesy of Fox, Brandon Cooks with the touchdown in the third quarter. Dallas wins it 27-20 for their first home victory of the season. And the Green Bay Packers with a 30-17 win over the Miami Dolphins. Jaden Reed had two touchdowns for Green Bay. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Do you think it was just too cold for the Dolphins up there? They look awful cold.
I'm sure that didn't help. but it also could be because, what, the Dolphins are a 5-win team?
Yeah.
And, the Packers
now
are...
now you're talking about reality.
The Packers are like a 9-win team, I think. Right. But, you know, since we're talking about yesterday's NFL action, should mention Matt Eberflus, Chicago's head coach, was canned today.
Yeah,
that was confirmed after he had a very questionable... lack of timeout late in the game.
That was a stupid call.
Yeah, that the Bears were trying to tie the game at 23. I think Caleb Williams took a sack with around 30, 32 seconds to go. And no timeout was called, even though the Bears had one. So that was bad enough. And then you had people, you know, post-game presser, they're saying, hey, Matty, what the heck was that? And he stood by it. He said, I think it was the right call. And I think... I don't know if he thought confidence was the right move there, but either way, they said, well, here's our right move. Get out.
See you later. Thanks to Ray Palmer, president, CEO of Pensacola Sports. He joined us at about 5:12 this afternoon. We discussed the 2024 NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships heading to Pensacola. It starts Monday, continues through the following Monday, which is December 9th. As I mentioned to you earlier, I was thinking it was just like a Monday through Friday tournament. It's not. It's Monday through Monday, and it's the top 16 women's soccer teams competing for the 41st annual event. This thing's been around for a while. NAIA Women's Soccer being played over at Brosnahan Soccer Complex. Tickets, you can pick them up, PensacolaSports.org, or as Ray Palmer says, come on out to the game. You can buy them there.
Absolutely. And with it being just about 6:44 here, one last thing I wanted to touch on sports related is that, of course, we had a pretty loaded college football slate for you, and some games are still yet to get underway. Georgia Tech, Georgia getting underway as we speak. Got it on the screen here right in front of us. Later on tonight at 7, we got Utah and UCF. Some games going on right now. Nebraska and Iowa recently got underway. They are tied at 0, and with a minute to go, San Jose State has the ball and is up on Stanford 34-31. So we've had some good games today.
Yeah, absolutely. Those crazy guys, the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech in action tonight. It's going to be a great game.
41 degrees, and it feels like 35. Wow.
I got you. But listen, you know, in my young buck days, I used to work in pretty big cities, New York and Chicago. And I remember Chicago was pretty darn creative when it came to decorating the metro line, buses and trains and things like that. Well, they're doing it again. They're ready for the holiday session and season. Tanya J. Powers in the Windy City.
The Chicago Transit Authority's holiday train is starting its route this weekend, continuing the annual tradition for the 33rd year. It started in 1992 on the Blue Line when a season's greetings sign was placed on the front of an out-of-service train that was being used to deliver food to various charities. Since then, the train has evolved into quite the sight, each car wrapped in holiday scenes, sporting thousands of lights, and even Santa in his sleigh with his reindeer in an open-air flat car. Not to be outdone, there's the 60-foot holiday bus that's been rolling since 2014, transformed into a winter wonderland featuring holiday music playing and Santa waving from the roof hatch. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I used to hate to drive on the Kennedy Expressway up there. Oh, I used to check my insurance policy before I left the house.
Oh, my goodness. Kind of a dicey place, huh?
Oh, yeah, but it was fun. Oh, man, it was just a great place to live.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Chicago's good
some people
town.
Like danger.
Unfortunately, listen, Chicago, great town. My dad used to always tell me, hey, Chicago's just like a big, clean New York, and he was right. But I will tell you this, politics and crime have just run that city down, and that's a sad thing, just like San Francisco.
Right. Oh, man. That's
upsetting.
That's
the truth. That's just the facts. If
you're old enough to remember when a city was like doing really good or when a town was really nice, and if it has taken such a steep downhill trajectory. That's very upsetting. Just past 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Hopefully, our good fortune on the roads tonight has not decreased. Looks like we've got some minor congestion here and there on Mobile Highway, for example, if you are traveling towards Michigan Avenue, but it's very minor, so nothing to worry about. As for the weather, sitting at around 48 degrees, low of 38 tonight, and this weekend's going to have highs sitting at around 60 and lows at around 40.
It's going to be quite a thing when you actually make that leap to go out there and get into the Christmas. I know you do online stuff, a lot of online shopping.
Yeah.
But when you're ready to go out there and do the retail wars, interesting. Maybe you didn't find what you were shopping for today on Black Friday. Small Business Saturday coming up tomorrow.
Small Business Saturday was created in 2010 by American Express and started as a way to get Black Friday to spill over out of the malls and into the mom-and-pop shops. Last year, the Small Business Administration said reported projected holiday spending at small businesses was $17 billion, and since the shopping day was designated as such, more than $200 billion has been spent at small businesses. To find places to shop today, Amex has created a map tool where you can enter in your zip code and find a nearby participating small business to support. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, 6:47 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Always try to get you your Wall Street numbers every hour. Well, stocks closed higher to cap a strong November. Of course, this was a holiday-shortened session, being Black Friday and all. We'll just take what we can get until we get back to the full slate next week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 188 points to 44,910. S&P 500 added 33 points to 60,032. And the NASDAQ rose 157 points to 19,218.
You know, the holidays just wouldn't be complete without your furry friend there. Why don't you invite a furry friend into your home during the holidays? I'm speaking to you driving that car right now or sitting there listening to me at home. The Santa Rosa Animal Services Home for the Pawlidays is offering a short-term foster program. This is a great program, kind of like a test drive program, if you will. This year, two-day ranges. Thanksgiving option now in play through December 8th. The Christmas option runs December 16th through January 6th. This allows potential foster parents to participate in either holiday or both, and it gives you a chance to kind of bond with the animal.
Yeah.
Good program. Pawlidays.
And, of course, man, it looks to me like some of the headlines we're reading, we're in the era of the recall, whether it be in the automobile industry or the food industry, especially with the E. coli stuff going on. Now eggs, at least at Costco, which luckily is not in our neck of the woods. But nonetheless, some of the organic eggs they're selling are being recalled. This week, the FDA announced nearly 11,000 cartons are being recalled due to concerns that they may be contaminated with salmonella. The affected products are the organic, pasture-raised 24-count eggs that are sold under Costco's Kirkland Signature brand with a use-by date of January 6, 2025. So that's not affecting us here, luckily, but it's nonetheless just something else that shoppers have to be concerned about.
I know folks are always looking for extra money, and especially when the money is found by surprise.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about here. With Christmas approaching, this might be a real good time to check and see if the state of Florida is holding some of your money. Last month alone, more than $39 million in unclaimed property was returned to Floridians. State officials estimate that one in five Floridians has unclaimed funds from a forgotten financial account, totaling nearly $2.7 billion in those unclaimed funds. If you would like to find out if the state is holding any of your money, just go online to floridatreasurehunt.gov. Let me just spell that out for you. FL Treasure, T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E, Hunt, H-U-N-T.gov. Type in your name there, and good luck to you.
All righty. And we've been talking about how the roads tonight have been rather dormant, and that's a good thing. But, of course, you always have to worry when travelers leave. You got to worry about when they come back. The Tampa Bay area airports, they were reporting a few problems as travelers began their journeys home this weekend. It was at around noon today. Tampa International alone was reporting 25 delays, and St. Pete Clearwater International had 5. Sarasota Bradenton International was reporting just 3. So some places were doing better than others. Of course, these are from early this afternoon. But nonetheless, Sunday expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the year. More than 289,000 Floridians were expected to fly to their holiday destinations for Thanksgiving. So there could be some airport traffic, but also once those people hop into their cars, they're driving back home. So be on the lookout for them on the roads.
Okay, so now you know about Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, what's going on down there. But how locally, what is your darn airport doing? Let me tell you, Pensacola International looks good. Looks really, really good tonight. No problems on the board, no cancellations, no delays. Everything is just zipping in and out. Hats off to Tom Payne and Matt Coughlin over there at the airport, doing a real fine job this year.
All righty, 6:51. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, the common theme today has been Black Friday, Cyber Monday, so on and so forth. Well, the FBI warning online holiday shoppers to beware of scams and, you know, some details on what you can do to avoid them coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. You've got that already built in the computer, don't you?
Yes.
That song lives there, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
I've got that song in that version. It was here before I got here.
It's like DNA.
Chris Bryan here, Austin Price over there, and talking about some of the situations if you're motoring around our area. I want you to be aware, CSX has taken a holiday break from those railroad crossing maintenance work projects here to Escambia County. This is where you can smile. All crossings in Escambia are open. The closures will begin again on Tuesday morning. Now you can go back and frown. Florida drivers are also getting a break from road construction during the holiday weekend. FDOT confirms no construction-related lane closures on state roads through 12:01 a.m. on Monday. Lane closure restrictions include both construction and maintenance activity. So I just wanted to kind of update you on the road situation because I know you've got that coming up.
Yes, I do. Got it coming up right now. Let's see. Looking at the roads, not too much going on from what I can see. It's been a very smooth sailing evening. And that says a lot considering that Black Friday is notoriously hectic. So thank you all very much for staying safe this evening. As for the weather, still 48 degrees, low of 38 this evening. Let's see, or throughout the night, I should say. Saturday and Sunday, highs at around 60, lows at around 40.
Okay, Georgia Tech has taken the lead, 3-0 first quarter.
Indeed.
Of their game up in Athens, Georgia this evening. It's chilly. You can see a lot of folks wearing heavy coats at that game.
Yeah, I don't doubt.
I'm glad I'm sitting watching it on the television at home.
Yeah, look at what it showed, like some state troopers or whatever. And my goodness, yeah, they were layered up.
I'm telling you, you may have had some drinks along with your Thanksgiving turkey.
Okay.
Lisa Brady tells us how we can start feeling like ourselves again.
This is House Call for Health. It's the day after Thanksgiving, a day when many were gathered with family around the dinner table, and some may have had too many drinks, leading to the dreaded hangover. The only real cure to a hangover is time, with symptoms lasting up to around 24 hours. But the Mayo Clinic does list a few things you can do to help feel better. Drink lots of water or fruit juice to prevent dehydration, and try to resist drinking any more booze because that can just make it worse. Have a snack. Bland foods like toast and crackers can help settle your stomach and boost your blood sugar. And finally, go back to bed. Get some sleep, and you might feel better when you wake up. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, and mentioned this before the break. FBI warning online holiday shoppers to beware of scam websites. The Bureau put out a news release this week ahead of Black Friday and Cyber Monday for shoppers who use Chrome, Safari, and Edge, all of those browsers, and they cited warnings of online security risks. The warning includes a checklist of how not to get scammed, like avoiding websites that don't have a padlock in the address bar, meaning the website is not secure. And the experts also say don't buy from a website until you have researched it and read reviews on it, and to make sure the reviews aren't fake. Yeah, the padlock thing, I can speak from experience when I say I look out for that.
Listen, I know what you're saying, but I do know a lot of seniors over 50 years old. You just spoke Martian to them. They have no clue. And let me tell you, that's the same thing when we go out on like an appearance or so and we talk about how convenient it is to use the station's app.
Right.
All you do when you see somebody over the age of 50, and I'm just being general here, but you see a glazed look on their face. Like, what are you talking about? What do I do to load? I ended up going out on more appearances playing the role of, let me have your phone and let me load it for you.
So if an older gentleman asked me about his internet, and I said, well, do you use Chrome, Edge, or Safari? He wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
Not at all, but he would also be questioning when you talk about the lock.
Yeah, the padlock.
Believe me, be from MIT on that one. You're not even going to get a response because most of the time they don't. I didn't, and I'm going to include myself in this, didn't even know what the hell a lock was.
What?
Okay, I'm just telling you, different generations. You've got to understand a lot of folks. And that's why I'm saying make it easy. Just make the darn process easy without going through all these hoops.
Get with the times, old people.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You just said you didn't know what a lock was at a time.
Didn't.
Oh my goodness.
I couldn't find it on the screen here if you showed me.
Okay. Well, Moana 2 proving to be a major cash cow at the box office. The animated sequel brought in $57.5 million on Wednesday, $28 million on Thanksgiving, and it's now projected to make at least $175 million over the five-day holiday period this weekend, with some projections saying it could make $200 million, and this comes as Wicked and Gladiator 2 continue to rake in cash as well.
All right. Lock. Still looking for it. Can't find it.
Yeah, that's what Chris was doing while I was reading.
I cannot find. I'm still looking for the lock on the screen. I'm sure I'll run into it
someday.
After a while, I get that graduate from MIT to come help me and say, "Hey, would you mind finding a lock on this?"
You got to click a button to see it. I just found.
Okay, don't forget about it this weekend. Watch out for porch pirates.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a nice theme we're going to leave you with tonight. You know, beside being a porch pirate, annoying, it is illegal. Residents report packages getting swiped off the porches locally. Wednesday is National Package Protection Day. Aside from adding camera security to that front door, there's other steps you can take to protect your packages. Talk to your neighbors. Watch for updates from your delivery services. Request a signature on deliveries. Schedule deliveries when you're not busy or when you're at home. And have deliveries put behind bushes or somewhere where they cannot be seen. But don't forget where you put them.
Yeah, don't fool yourself.
Have a great weekend. We'll be back at 4 on Monday.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.